Let's move on then, if we can, to the full agenda. Item three. This is an interesting item, and I think an important item. This relates, as you know, to the, as you'll see, to the initiative by the Western Harbour, by the Western District, in relation to the piers, and indeed to the wholesale market, which falls within their district. We have seen, we as a commission have seen that the piers represent a major opportunity in the past. We're delighted to see the District Council taking the initiative, if you like, and coming up with what is, I think, quite an exciting and interesting conceptual plan. Just in terms of discussion and the presentation, this is a concept, all right? So I think we just need to look at it in that sense. There are, obviously, there's detail that needs to be further investigated, there's detail that needs to be refined, but I think where the council are coming from is they'd like general a general view on the overall direction that they would like to take this project, and obviously we're looking for support if possible from this task force and the commission. So welcome Mr. Chan, Vice Chairman of the District Council, welcome, and welcome Professor Anthony Ye from the Department of Urban Planning and Design at Hong Kong University. Just before you both brief us, do we have anybody who potentially is conflicted in any way? I don't think we do. I think this is very conceptual, so I can't imagine that anyone is conflicted. Fine. Who is going to lead, Mr. Chan or Mr. Ye? Mr. Chan, please. Thank you. And if you would like to use Cantonese, please do.
Okay, thank you. I want to speak in Cantonese. Thank you, Chair. 各位委員大家早晨，咁就今日好高興咧，能夠同阿葉家安教授咧就一齊嚟介紹下我哋西區海濱嘅一個即係概念性嘅規劃。呢個規劃咧其實就係我哋中西區區議會咧過去一路都想去延長連貫我哋嘅西區嘅海濱嘅。咁呢、這個因為本身大家都可能熟悉，就係我哋個海濱咧，西區嘅海濱咧，好多唔同嘅行業、唔同嘅建築物去阻擋。咁我哋想連貫咧，咁當中牽涉到嘅究竟點樣推行啦，個設計嘅概念啦。我哋今次咧就好高興能夠同廣大啊葉家安教授咧，佢哋亦都真係好幫手做咗一個好好嘅報告出嚟。咁呢個報告咧喺做完之後咧，喺區議會討論裏面咧，得到我哋議員嘅一致嘅支持嘅，同埋亦都喺我哋早前喺十二月份舉行咗一個墟日嘅嘉年華。喺個嘉年華裏面咧，葉家安教授嘅團隊咧，亦都揾佢哋嘅學生做咗一連串嘅問卷調查，就住呢個概念性嘅規劃咧，做咗問卷調查，亦都得到普遍超過七成以上嘅居民係支持呢個概念嘅。咁我哋希望今日能夠即係帶上嚟，同我哋委員介紹下呢個情況。同時亦都希望咧各位委員能夠俾多啲意見我哋，因為我哋好希望我哋西區嘅海濱咧能夠吸納到各位市民嘅意見之後咧，由下而上去建造一個居民可以共同享用開心使用嘅一個海濱長廊。咁我諗我就交個時間俾阿葉家安教授詳細介紹啦。
非常感謝陳議員。因為即係我哋嗰個報告咧，全部用中文寫嘅，亦都好多嗰啲嘅文件咧都係用中文嘅。咁咧就為咗即係方便我啲嘅即係唔識睇中文嘅委員咧，咁我咧就而家用英文去介紹下我哋呢個方案。Because of the for the benefit of the non-Chinese and also for the English speakers, I'm going to present it in English.I think that we would like to thank the opportunity for us to have the opportunity introduce this plan to you that will make the Western Harbourfront to be an attractive, vibrant and accessible waterfront by improving its public open space and converting it into a Western Gateway, a new landmark for Hong Kong. This is basically a knowledge exchange project of the University of Hong Kong. This is not a student project. In fact, this is the work done by, carried out by the academic staff of the department, including staff in the urban planning program, in the urban design program, and also in landscape architecture. And with the assistance of students that we fully pay them, right? We are not exploiting them. So this is basically is our professional work. Okay, and if we look into, I'm sorry, I think they got the wrong PowerPoint here somehow. Okay, now if we look into the past history of the Western districts, it is full of, it used to be the CBD of Hong Kong, right? And it used to be very vibrant, right? But nowadays, if you look at the present site, this is really a little bit chaotic, and actually a little bit boring, and actually very inaccessible. And we, for example, compared to the other world city harbors, and you will see that they are much more beautiful than Hong Kong. And so we hope that this is an opportunity for us to revitalize the Western districts, as well as an opportunity for us to create a new icon, what I call the Western Gateway for Hong Kong. And the idea of this conceptual master plan comes because of the release of the four peers of the Western wholesale food market to the central and Western district for the public use. And when the central and Western district council approached us to see how we can, you know, make good use of it, we said that no, it is better for us to have a long-term plan rather than an ad hoc use of the land. And so because of that, we were involved in the development of this conceptual plan for the Western districts. And I think all of you know the site. And this is, as explained by the chairman, this conceptual master plan is conceptual in nature, basically. Okay, but we need to have further detailed studies about a lot of other things. But it provides a planning and design framework for the subsequent detailed studies and work for implementation, including the seeking the relevant approvals, for example, by the Harvard Commission, by all sorts of different government departments, and also to get funding for it. Okay, and the significant features of this waterfront master plan includes the beacon, include the particularly when we are talking about, you know, the very iconic landscape, and we need to really have international competitions, maybe. Okay, so a lot of the structures that we provide basically are for illustrative purpose, right? And this is the locations, and I think this is also, I think the members may well know the locations, okay? And the existing conditions is that we have this wholesale, the Western wholesale food market, and also they have a problem of the restricting in terms of the use of this pier because they still have to use it for some freshwater fish. And so this will not be open, 24 hours. And the existing use is that you also have the Western District Public Cargo Handling Area, as well as this bus depot or the temporary bus terminus. Okay. And also in the last, I think, 10 to 20 years, the Central and Western District Council have been very proactive in trying to, you know, find out what to best use of these waterfronts. And actually, they have conducted a lot of studies. And so this conceptual master plan is built on the studies that found the community aspiration. And also, you know, what they want in terms of the community use. But in terms of the location itself, this is strategically located at the western tip of the Hong Kong Island, as well as the harbour front. And you will see that because of the completions of the harbour cruise terminal, as well as the future completions of the Western Cultural Districts. So this whole place will be a very active place with a lot of visitors. Either you can look at here from this side, or there will be cruises going by along this waterfront. And more importantly, actually, every 15 minutes, there will be jet fuel coming through, right? And so this is a certain type of strategic locations. And also there are other opportunities for this site. Is the MTR Western Island Line will be near completion. It will be completed, we hope, by September this year. Otherwise, our students will be having a lot of problems going back to university. And also the district council received this signature project funding with $10 million. And also the location, one of the earlier settlement. Yeah. Oh, sorry, 100 million. I'm always difficult about the Hong Kong dollars. Chinese. Okay. And also, this can also give us an opportunity for the placemaking to facilitate the district regeneration, particularly in this part. This is gradually changing to be a evolving Western Seoul already. A lot of nice restaurants, etc., because of improved accessibility, and also there's also a lot of needs at the waterfront. And so this conceptual master plan will try to address this. So there are some planning objectives that we try to achieve. Basically, is to revitalize the Western waterfront as a gateway to Hong Kong, to enhance the harbour views, and also to enhance the public access and also the enjoyment of the harbour, and also create a major tourist attraction, as well as a sustainable development, increase the district and local open spaces, as well as preserving and revitalizing the cultural and historical heritage of the area. And so the design objectives is trying to make this, a better type of icon, as well as try to make it to be much more pleasant and more beautiful, okay, particularly connecting the city itself to the waterfront. So these are some of the planning objectives and design objectives. I think these are all inside the type of the report that we have already circulated. And when we look at the design concepts, we are trying to divide it into what are known as the three scales: the regional scale, the city scale, and the local scale, and also the three concepts, what are called the beacons, front, and joint. And so for the regional scale, basically we try to meet the need for Hong Kong, particularly the need for our Western Gateway. And also in terms of the cities, we would like to connect the existing, this waterfront to the existing waterfront of Hong Kong, including the Tama side all along to the pier, as well as the Zhongshan Sun Yat-sen Memorial Park, right? So this is basically trying to make it to be a very continuous trip. And then in the local scale, that we would like to provide a lot of accessibility so that it can allow the people to go inside to the area, increasing the accessibility. And in the conceptual plan itself, we divide the area according to this principle into three. One is called the piers, the other is called the inner harbour, and then the other one is called the new pier, right? And for the piers itself, is basically the features is some sort of a water fountain over here, and some more walkway, and also there will be an iconic observation tower where people can enjoy the sunset. And then in the inner area, which is the existing cargo handling area, which is a really nice inner harbour. And so we are making use for it to be some sort of amphitheater. People can, sit down and enjoy the water. And then we also have this new pier area. It's basically to meet the local needs, because of the needs for the local open space. And so we are converting it into some sort of a lively as well as a passive type of recreation area. Now, so for the pier itself, as you can see from these illustrations, it's basically in a lot of places you have this type of iconic structure for observations. And also you can even have some water fountain over there and a walkway. These are some examples in overseas cities. And also, we can also have making use of the existing pier to develop some small cafeterias where people can, go by. Because at present, the harbour itself is, even if it's accessible, there's not much attractions for people to go there. And with this, I think we can really revitalize the area. Okay. And then, for example, when we're talking about the water fountain, there are many ways to construct a water fountain. One of the advantages of a water fountain is that it can be turned on anytime you like, and it can be, the water level can be any height, and also it can be any color, right, in the evening. And in fact, there are certain examples that basically you can, for example, you can have using it on the land, and then you just, have a water fountain pouring your water into the sea. Okay, and there's also another example where you actually you do not have to actually touch the harbour at all. and also you can have some floats if you like. And there are also some examples. There is a certain types of WAF, where actually you just like a WAF in the sea that you can basically pump water up, and then you can create a very nice water fountain. And you can see the nice thing about water feature. You can be quite creative. This is some sort of a laser show. That can be, also some sort of attractions to people along the waterfront itself. So this does not have to be touching the waterfront, the seabed. Okay. And then we have the inner harbor. The inner harbor basically is where people can have a close encounter with the water body, including the amphitheater. And we are proposing to have some sort of a floating stage over here, because in the district, you still remember, this is a place, like for example, the Goxing Theater, which is very famous for this type of Chinese opera, as well as Chinese type of movie, right? It's a cinema. And now we can recreate the history through this water floating stage. And where people can enjoy, looking at the sunset and the stage performance. And then the other is the new pier. This is basically is a public open space for passive as well as lively type of activities. And we are also trying to propose some sort of an urban beach where people can somehow, just watch over the water and maybe have some sort of activities around here. For example, basketball or maybe rock climbing, something where they can also enjoy, as well as some bicycle lanes. This is the new pier area. Okay. And so it is trying to develop this plan in phases, because we understand a lot of the land cannot be released immediately. And particularly in the plan itself, we do not want to make use of any new reclamations, or also we are make use of existing building. We are not proposing to tear down the existing Western wholesale food market. I'd like to somehow make use of this structure, even for the future. Right, so they are divided into a number of phases. Okay, the first one will be basically making use of the existing, release of the four piers, and also the connectivity. This is in phase one. And then hoping that we'll be able to get this tip of the wave, the water breaker over here, and so that we are able to develop this iconic tower over here. Okay, and then later we will get back the bus terminal, and then if hoping we can also get back this piece of land as well, and then finally we will have this type of development along the existing cargo handling area, but it may take a little bit of time because it involves relocations of the WAF itself. And also, we are eventually, if this the Western wholesale food market is going to relocate, or maybe you can somehow turn some of the building into other uses. In that case, then we can totally integrate it. So this is the type of development that we are proposing. Now let's try to see how our plan can meet the harbor planning vision as well as the harbor principles. So in terms of the vision itself, it's well aligned with the vision of the Victoria Harbour. It will make the Western Waterfront an attractive, vibrant, and accessible waterfront for the public use. It will convert the Western Harbourfront into a landmark of Hong Kong. It will constitute effective and balanced utilizations of land and marine resources. It has also gone through open and transparent public engagement exercise. And in terms of the planning principles, preserving the Victoria Harbour, basically all the features, both the land side and water features, are designed to make the waterfront area to be more vibrant for the public. And so, and also the recommendations of the plan will not cause any harm to the harbour. It is also compliant with all the requirements of the protections of the harbour ordinance. And in terms of the stakeholder engagement, and we actually, as explained by Mr. Chen, we have gone through many different stages. We have a briefing of the task force on the Central and Western Harbour Front in April. And then we also have a press conference in August. And also we have consulted this Central and Western District Council that has been fully supported in October. And also we have a panel exhibition, briefing and talk, questionnaire, survey and at the Western wholesale food market. We have what we call the flea market carnival over there in December. And you can see our students doing the interviews as well as explaining to the public about the plan. And so when we receive all these, we can see most of the residents are very supportive of the type of proposal that we have, right? And also we already have included the results of the survey in the document itself. In terms of sustainable development, we have an integrated and balanced of economic and social and environmental needs. It has endeavored to preserve the natural and cultural heritage while promoting economic use. I think with the type of, if the plan goes ahead, it will really revitalize the economy of the surrounding area, as well as we can also provide natural heritage. You can see we actually have a plan for sustainable development. We are making use of solar panel as well as other water collection features, making sure that it is sustainable. And in terms of the cultural heritage that we explained, we are trying to propose to develop some, you know, historical trail and also maybe a tram museum around here to increase the attractions, as well as some street furnitures to remind people of the type of a vibrant history of these Western districts, as well as this floating theater in order to replicate, you know, the past type of culture in terms of theater culture in the area itself. So in terms of planning itself, it provides a short, medium, and long-term integrated development plan in achieving the planning objectives. And it can also put forward development options that could allow the smooth operations of the Western wholesale food market as well as the public cargo handling area at different stages of the development. So this is a long-term plan, and which can also subject to minor modifications. And you can see there where we have some sort of partition a wall, and so that the existing Western food market will be able to operate, and then people can enjoy, you know, the observation tower. Okay, and also it is a proactive harbour enhancement. Besides meeting the public needs for open space and recreations and cultural activities, one of the objectives of our plan is to develop a new Western gateway at the Western Harbour Fund by setting up a new international landmark of Hong Kong, basically the water feature plus also the observation tower. And so you can see if the crews pass by, you will be welcomed, you know, by this type of water fountain, etc. Right? And also the new landmark will basically will be developed in the pier areas, etc. Okay, and also the plan itself will provide a vibrant, providing a maritime and logistic hub for safe and efficient passage of people and goods. Some of the existing piers at the waterfront can be used for the landing piers, for water taxis and boats for visitors and for logistic operations. In fact, when I present this plan to some of my colleagues, and they suggest that probably, you know, we can make use of the existing pier and to provide the low landing area for water taxis that can connect the Western Cultural District to this area. So after they visit the Western Cultural District, they can take a water taxi to come to the Western Harbour Front. And also it can be also connected to the air cruise terminal, right, if there are, you know, enough demand for it. But the connections with the Western Cultural District, I think, is a very good idea. And so we can, you know, really make use of really the waterfront itself. So it can really enhance the vibrancy of the Western Harbourfront. And also we have an assess strategy that I think is also in our report, which address the issues of the constraint of accessibility. So it is trying to provide a linkage with the Sun Yat-sen Memorial Park at the east to form a continuous central and western waterfront promenade of the Victoria Harbour. And also, we will connect to the inland districts with the very with emphasis of the pedestrian access, and also a bicycle path is recommended. And also, as I explained, some of the existing pier can be used for, you know, the water taxis and boats connecting the sites to the Western Cultural Districts and the Tsim Sha Tsui Waterfront Promenade, right? And so this is the accessible harbour plan. And you can see over here why we need to provide a flyover, because this is the pier that is still have to be used by the wholesale food market. Because, you know, they will be, I think, opened or closed for public use from 11 p.m. till 8 o'clock in the morning. So now we are proposing to have a flyover so that it can provide continuous 24-hour access. And this is the, you know, access to the water for bicycle park, bicycle lane, as well as the water taxis that we have been talking about. And over here, you know, this is in the plan itself. Because this, there is still vehicular access for this area, so we can make only get back something like 10 meters of the land, although originally it was planned for only 4 meters, but I think it is 3 meters only. So we consider it's too dangerous, and so we are proposing to have it at least for 6 meters in compliance with the Hong Kong plan standard and guidelines, as well as to proposing some sort of a turnaround so that the vehicle can really, you know, turn around, etc. So this is making it more accessible. Okay. The plan itself will provide a wide range of facilities for various types of recreational and cultural activities. The observation tower at the piers, the amphitheater in the inner harbor area, and also the sports facilities in the new pier area will be providing some more lively activities. But it also can provide some passive activities. People can walk around and also, maybe just sitting down and to watch the sunset, etc. And it can provide a continuous waterfront promenade for the enjoyment of the public. Okay, and I think so this is the end of the presentations, and I hope the committee can support our proposal in making the Western Harbour Waterfront to be an attractive, vibrant and accessible harbourfront, and also converting into a Western gateway for Hong Kong. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Professor Ye. Mr. Chan, is there anything you'd like to add? Oh, no. Fine, thank you very much. Okay. All right, members. Well, what I'd like to do is to move into discussion. Just again, context. As Professor Ye said, this is a framework for future studies, and I think we should treat it as that. In discussion, he's divided it up into three areas, if you like, the piers, the inner harbour, and the prior in his presentation. I think when you're discussing any element, perhaps you could refer to whether you're talking about the piers, the inner harbour, or the prior area, or indeed if you're commenting on the whole. This is a big initiative. It's 6 hectares, it's 2.4 kilometres, so clearly phasing is going to be essential, and that's recognised, I think, in what we've seen today. The piers obviously are the immediate target, and that's something that I think we would support very much so. We've been looking at those piers for some time as an opportunity. Let's open it for discussion. Professor Ye, what I suggest we do is, why don't we collect the comments and the questions, and maybe then you can answer them in the round, if you like. So we'll take 4 or 5 questions, and then we'll ask you to respond, if we may. I've just got one point which I'd like you to pick up. The linkage with the inland has always been the challenge, The link from the piers and the wholesale market to the hinterland. You talk about enhancing those linkages, but I think, from my perspective, I'd want to know rather more specifically how you see enhancing those linkages from the water to the inland. I think it's key how you're going to get people to the waterfront and how you're going to get people to all these major attractions you're now talking about. So perhaps when you're commenting in a minute, you can pick that particular aspect up. Connectivity inland to water, if you could. Thank you. Members, comments, please. Observations. Peter?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think it's nice to have views and ideas from the District Council. I am very mindful of several things. The first, that this really is a very broad conceptual idea. In no way has it been subject to detailed feasibility. The objectives are very broad. Some in terms of reconnecting the city to the waterfront, certainly, and creating diverse places on the waterfront are unarguable, and they really relate to our own harbourfront objectives, of course. The question is, you know, how best to do it. Others, such as gateways to the harbour, are rather more questionable in terms of if they're necessary, how they achieved, how they fit into the harbour as a design or planning programme as a whole. It does concern me that if all the, I think it's 12 district councils, is it, who have some sort of...
Nine
district councils who have some sort of overlap on the harbourfront were to produce concepts, each with some kind of iconic gateway, we might have a lot of trouble reconciling all these things. So I do think that both the planning and the design objectives, whilst they essentially all reflect the harbourfront goals that we all subscribe to, there's nothing too revolutionary here. I mean, this is, you know, merely conceptual ideas. The Commission also has visited this area, I think about 2 years ago, Mr. Chairman, and of course it's raised some of these issues as well, in particular the relationship to the wholesale market. I mean, that is a problem. Technically, if you look at the wholesale market, there are opportunities, particularly in relating the wholesale market on the seaward side and trying to open up that frontage so that users could in fact engage more with the public realm. So I think in terms of that very nice little sketch about, you know, open air restaurants and so on and so forth, that's all well and good, but it's highly dependent on engaging the AFD in whether that's viable or not. Urban beaches, floating platforms, they are very broad ideas. They might seem a little strange. At the same time, there are other uses for these areas. The basin, for example, presents opportunities for all kinds of things, in particular with the addition of a small seawall for things like moorings or even a tall ship mooring, which would also emphasize the harbour history. It would also emphasize the gateway. I think there's also one question over just looking at one defined area in isolation from the other harbour foreshores, just because it belongs to one district council. You know, public consultation is a very open-ended process, as we all know, and there is a danger that every idea, however scattered the ideas, are all then bundled together in one plan, whether or not they're all workable in total. Student questionnaires are very general, and of course we all hope that the public will support regeneration of the harbour as a whole. But again, it begs the question of how many respond, how this really should relate to people living around the whole harbour, not just people living in one district council area. I do think that if we succeed in moving to a harbour front authority, which might come about in the next 1 or 2 years, we do need to look at the harbour as a whole, and we need to look at it strategically, and we certainly do need to work closely with the district councils. But I think it's important that all councils really become participants in this process, you know, not necessarily pushing their own agenda. I wouldn't say that this is therefore something that we should simply say we support it. We acknowledge it as something very interesting, but it should be looked at in more of a strategic framework, I think. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Peter. Anybody else? Sorry, Paul, thank you.
If you look at the area, I guess there's two aspects to it. The area and the inefficient use of the area overall, if we take the total area of all the colours that we see in front of us, as well as the inefficiency of the use of the water edge, which are probably two different aspects. If you look at the inefficient use of the area, then a very large inefficient use is the market themselves, the wholesale market. It is no longer water dependent except for a little bit of fish activity in the morning. But it's the uses are no longer water dependent. And this is a very large area with truck parking and so on. So I guess a proactive program for redevelopment of that area is probably essential to any success of that area. So how the fish market is going to, and the wholesale market is going to be removed, put into a high-rise building or whatever. But to have that entire flat area, and instead of stacking it up on a couple of floors, and possibly away from the market, but from the waterfront, or set back, I guess redevelopment of that property is going to be an extremely important aspect. And when I look at this this plan in terms of the water ads, I guess there are uses that could be rationalized. We got here the very long waterfront. I mean, I don't know how many kilometers of waterfront is this?
2.4.
Is it 2.4 if we take the entire water edge? Then probably that entire water edge can be rationalized in terms of its use. You know, currently it's all cargo handling and non accessible. So I guess the water edge can be rationalized in terms of its use. But how that is going to be done has to be done as I support Peter in a framework for the entire harbour. Now, I know that Mr. Yeh may not have the resources because we don't have a well-established marine department and port development organization to give you the data on how to look at this facility. But if you look at the harbour as a whole, which I don't see this presentation, there are unique features to this area. We've got a very large pier. The pier is very close to our outlying islands. There is a demand for inter-island traffic and cargo handling. Those are some of the uses that take place here. I don't see in this presentation analysis of jobs and current business activities, potential future jobs and business activities related to that sector, the logistics sector. So I only see a demand somewhat selfishly for residents, the voters for district councils, and if, like myself, my voters would be more interested in voting me in if I ask for parks rather than cargo working areas and barging points. But so in the objectives, we ask for harbour views, public access, tourist attraction, local open spaces and local historical heritage, but we're not asking for jobs. And we're not asking for making sure that we deal with logistics and cargo working areas and so on. That needs to be done around the harbour too. And of course, if every district council would say, I don't want them in my neighbourhood, then we can close shop. Then we have no jobs to feed people. So to me, an analysis of what is the strength and weakness of this waterfront, most waterfronts are a straight line. And here we've got a pier, we've got an inner harbour, we've got the cargo handling space. I guess we need to make use of that. And I think not making use of that would be creating inefficiency for the Hong Kong communities as a whole. So I don't see in this presentation that balancing of those. But I, as I said before, you may not have the data to work with because we don't have that in front of us so much. In terms of new jobs, you say sustainable development, but how many new jobs are we actually going to create? I mean, I see basically what we see around the entire harbour from everybody, little park areas, open spaces, sit-out areas in all different shapes and forms, but I don't see new jobs. I don't see business, I don't see commercial activities, I don't see bars and restaurants or other activities. I go along with Peter. I'm a bit concerned about this idea of iconic. Lei Yu Mun was going to be iconic with a big statue. Kai Tak, people want to have a big statue. Every property developer is iconic on the waterfront. Everybody wants their gateway towers, ICC, IFC. I mean, you know, we're going to be a collection of iconic towers on our waterfront. I'm not sure what the function is and why we need those. But, you know, again, can we look overall at the harbour as a whole? Why do we need another tower here? I got a wind park tower in the Southern District. We've got towers everywhere popping up. Everybody wants an iconic thing. But to me, it becomes a bit Swarovski in people's cupboards. You know, there's all these little things that's standing there everywhere, but I'm not sure what the contribution is of that. Chairman, I mean, the handling of cargo, it to me remains a big issue. As far as and we have to be able to, as a harbour and harbour front commission, provide input to district councils about this need. We've just had in another part of the harbour in Yamate exactly the same thing happening, but under the housing policy pressure, we've taken away a very significant bit of waterfront, which is excellent for cargo handling. It's stuck between a road. It's and Stonecutters Island and all the commercial industrial uses there. And we're going to put a residential estate there, which is going to be in conflict with all the other uses. But actually, this is a straight harbour front where you can put more boats right away and I can cargo on and off. If I have any demand for cargo handling, then that's a good location because people won't complain as much. But I'm going to put a residential unit there, and then they will complain with the existing users, and I kill it. And I think we have to be very careful here. This is the only location on the western side where we have this. I know we need better integration, but I'd like to see how would you propose that better integration? How's that going to work? So I can still have goods going back and forth between the other, between Lama and all our 280 islands that we have, but not only open spaces. I think that is going to be an important thing to show. Just a comment on water taxis. We always talk about water taxis and we like the ideas of water taxis, but it's highly unlikely that people will take a go to West Kowloon Cultural District with a water taxi. It will cost about $120 from here, if not more, for a ride, where I can take a $12 bus. And I'd probably be there quicker with a $12 bus, and probably people living close to the bus stop more than they live close to the pier. So this idea of water taxis, it's interesting, but it would only be interesting if we have a very active, we have like thousands of people on this waterfront doing thousands of different things, and they may want to go and see their friends in West Kowloon Cultural District, where there are also thousands of people doing thousands of different things. But you just have open space, so there's not a lot of people sitting there. There's just a few people going jogging and doing Tai Chi. So I don't think that water taxis is going to be a real substantial demand, although we love to see water taxis. Thank you.
Thank you. KY, please. Oh, Vincent or KY, whichever order you prefer. Vincent?
Thank you, Chairman. Well, having read the presentation, I have no problem in supporting the proposal as a concept master plan. And I think, well, it's the Central and Western District Council and the University of Hong Kong should be acknowledged for initiating this harbourfront planning for this highly underutilized area. You know, although I have some reservation on the Chinese name, Sai Dai Mun, particularly to Cantonese-speaking people, you know.
To a certain group of Cantonese-speaking people.
Right. Having said that, I think it's actually encouraging that harbour planning principles are shared with the community and the district council. So, and the district council can set good example in involving professional input, working together with the community. And I think this is actually very much in line with our principle of public engagement. You know, harbour planning are for people, and whatever proposal need people support. And it would only be good if it is, well, coming up from community, and that, well, the district people are actually initiating it. Of course, I agree that with some member that, well, the 73-kilometer waterfront is a large area, and then that, of course, needs some coordination. I have no problem with iconic, provided that it is done nicely and appropriately, you know. Well, of course, every district would love to have an icon, and I have no problem with that. Well, it need to be, well, nicely done, decent, so what's wrong about it? You know, even our committee are actually talking about icon every time when we discuss a refuse collection chamber. Some member also need that to be iconic. That I have reservation, you know. Probably the issue of icon warrant further discussion amongst members of the Harbourfront Commission as well as together with the community. So, Chairman, I think this is planning is an ongoing process, and I must acknowledge that this is a very valuable input from the District Council, and it is a good framework for us to proceed further. Of course, they are, well, as a framework, there are a lot of things that warrants further discussion. Maybe there some competition can be organized, for example, for at least some sort of so-called iconic feature. I would promote that, well, based on this, we can have further dialogue and collaboration with the district council. And I reinstate that, well, I would support this as a very successful initiative from the district council. Thank you.
Thank you, KY.
Thank you, Chair. Knowing Professor Ye and Vincent, I fully understand the differences in terms of the choice of language with regard to the name. Anyway, but these are details. This is detail. In fact, I share Vincent's view that, well, maybe this is a time that we do not have to be too much bothered about the details. And I also share Vincent's view that we should acknowledge, in fact, I think it's more than knowledge. Personally, I think we should congratulate the Central Western District of taking this initiative of trying to actually have taking a much more systematic approach and to plan a wider area rather than just thinking of how to put in an icon at the harbourfront, which is actually a good start. And look at the choice of the area is actually really good in a way that at least very selfishly from the perspective of the Harbourfront Commission, in a way that it's about 10 years ago when Town Planning Board first say brought harbour planning of putting the western part as the working harbour and the eastern part of the harbour for leisure. And of course, Hong Kong is Hong Kong. Hong Kong is a small place that it's actually unfair to actually, well, while its reality is actually not so fair for those people or the areas on the west, in the way, why do they have to suffer from all this activity, though these are vital to Hong Kong and cannot be dispensed with. So when there are areas that we can actually change the use of the waterfront, in particular this area, because there are opportunities, or at least there are early signs of opportunity. The public cargo handling area is still there, but there may be chance that it's worthwhile at least to take a look and see how this can be improved, enhanced as a whole. I do think that this is the Western Gateway, bearing in mind that while Lee Yu Men and Kap Tsuen Mun has always been two entry points for Hong Kong, the West is actually getting more and more popular just because of all these changes in our infrastructure and our economic activities. We have container ships coming in from the West. We have the airport in the West. And now we're building, which is close to completion, a bridge linking up two major cities in the West. Cities in Macau and, of course, Zhongshan. Okay, on that basis, this is actually the western gateway of the harbour, and it's better that we do something proper on that. I think without going to the details, I think the way I see the challenge is how to keep this going on and how to develop from here, whether we should have some more firm, a more concrete planning studies and to be followed by design, urban design, on this area. I think how to actually get that, but I think the Harbourfront Commission should support that initiative and direction moving in towards that to make sure that this is an area that which can be much enhanced. I don't think it's just an acquired area, because even in the conceptual master plan, there can be water shows, water fountains and things like that, which can be tourist attraction. Bearing in mind, this area does have its tourist attraction in a way that, for example, in the Western District, all these old places in Hong Kong selling sort of fish and dry seafood and things like that, if we can retain that, then it can all link up together. My only puzzle is, and I think it's a tricky and difficult challenge, is the accessibility from the inland. For the western part, the harbour and the priors, I don't think that's a major problem because you actually, that reclamation, the Belcher Strait reclamation is actually rather thin or rather narrow. It was more or less reclaimed to actually facilitate the building of a new highway or the starting point of a new highway. So it's actually not too difficult to go through, and there's not much development along that side. The challenge actually comes with between places like the Wattie Street and Water Street, all the way going up the Monmouth Road is actually a major challenge in a way before you actually go into the wholesale market. And but of course, this I understand this is actually somehow out of the scope of this conceptual master plan study. But whoever is going to take it up further actually have to consider this particular challenge and how to resolve that. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. Professor Ye, Ms. Chan, these are comments rather than questions, so my suggestion is we let it run because I think these are going to be very helpful to you in taking things forward. Maybe there are one or two questions emerging, but I'll pick those up with you in a minute. But what I suggest we do is let members comment, continue to comment, because this is really, I think, why you're with us today. Mr. Lam, please.
Thank you, Chairman. I would like to use Cantonese.
Please.
各位，我自己想俾多啲 comment 就因為我自己喺中西區好多年嘅。咁關於頭先，我首先我諗阿何鋒應該會再 supplement 佢而家區議會立場，但係我哋想睇翻有幾點，我想補充啲資料俾大家留意咧。中西區本身好缺乏公眾休憩地方嘅，如果從整個區嘅 development 咧，我哋 short 落 recreation space， 呢個海濱正正係解決咗提供咗足夠嘅 recreation space 俾翻我哋啲居民。 同埋咧，你要留意咧，就係呢一個海濱長廊同中區絕對不同咧。佢後邊係好大嘅住宅群。現時如果你大家留意咧，現時個海濱已經係好多居民行出去噶啦，包括中山公園，包括上環九公園咧，我而家經常去嘅。咁已經好多西營盤嘅街坊咧，係帶啲狗出去。而家個貨櫃碼頭，即係嗰個水運站，我哋下邊嗰邊個海濱咧，亦都好多人帶狗出去放狗噶啦。 咁即係話咧，其實居民用嗰度咧係絕對係冇問題嘅，即係嗰個 connectivity 咧，其實本身喺度，因為有個 demand 有個需求喺度，啲居民會行出去，同埋其實喺路面嘅出去咧，其實唔係咁困難嘅。如果各位熟習中西區的話咧，係好多個 connection point 可以出到去。但當然我希望呢個計劃將來喺個發展嘅過程中咧，將嗰啲路嘅 connection 咧就再美化同埋活化佢，擴闊或者加啲 feature 落去。 咁正正呢個 plan 裏面，而家我覺得需要缺乏咧，就反而我覺得呢個 plan 裏面冇咗代表中西區傳統特色嘅 feature 喺裏面，包括當年我哋水坑口初初英國登陸個地點，冇咗我哋多元化三角碼頭嘅傳統，冇咗我哋各種舊行業嗰個 feature 將佢。咁如果將呢啲嘢再喺度再擺翻出去咧，我覺得係一個再去 enhance 咗呢個成個計劃。 頭先有同事關心到個 job opportunity， 其實就呢個你絕對唔需要擔心嘅。但係有一個樣嘢，我哋將來個 Harbour Authority 可以做嘅。行業喺全個現時個西區個 waterfront 咧，個所有住宅下面都係商鋪嚟嘅。嗰啲商鋪好快，如果我哋有咗呢個 waterfront 咧，嗰啲地鋪全部就會活化改變曬，去配合呢個海濱長廊。所以嗰度咧係商業個 backlog 係不缺乏嘅。 但係有一個地方，我哋需要將來我哋個 Harbour Authority 去做嘅咧，我覺得係有兩個工作，一個就係點樣令到政府規劃將嗰個西區批發市場內部更多地方加翻出嚟，製造一個商業嘅空間。嗰度係一個好好嘅零售、飲餐飲嘅地方，而裏邊雖然我同好多行內嘅嗰啲。 欄口啊，啲人傾過，佢覺得嗰度仲好重要、好需要，但實際上佢哋需要嘅時間好短，所以我覺得係有空間嗰度褪好多地方出嚟俾我哋發展商業。 Eventually， 我希望我哋攞晒佢嚟做商業發展，咁嗰度就係一個好有活動力嘅活力嘅一個商業中心。咁呢點咧，我覺得將來如果我哋成立咗 Harbour Authority 咧，係呢方面咧係可以去發揮我哋影響力。仲有一點咧，我希望我哋 Harbour Authority 將來如果成立，即係發揮總有就係話。 我曾經亦都區議會討論過，將正佳現時嘅半山行人電梯係將佢引伸出去呢個巷濱，因為現時始終有一個高難度咧，就係將後面半山或者西營盤嘅人咧，係要透過經過江樂道西呢個 highway 先至出到去海濱。如果我哋將條行人天橋系統駁到出去中山公園或者附近呢，或者個西區室內運動場呢，咁就完全將半山人流呢帶咗落去。仲有一個好優化嘅地方，就係中區嘅行人電梯上咗去荷里活道或者堅道之後呢，一路行過嚟呢，喺正佳落返嚟呢，就可以出返海濱，而海濱可以返返轉頭行呢，經返中山公園呢，駁返落順德呢，就返返成個中環系統，係一個 complete circle 嚟嘅。呢點對整個中西嘅活化呢都有好大嘅作用，加強咗成個活力喺度㗎。我希望呢個將來我哋哈巴學科成立咗，可以幫手推動呢個計劃。主席，多謝曬，我暫時係俾到咁多意見。
Shuki, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In fact, I'm excited by the by both Mr. Lam's remark and also I'm excited by the District Council's initiative. As a member of the Harbourfront Commission, as a long-time resident of Sai Ying Pun and Sai Wan, as well as a worker in the Central and Western District, I think this particular site has great scenic harbour asset and it's a great location. It has great historical cultural heritage, unlike other waterfront area, and then it has a very unique waterfront feature. In fact, it has the community support and ready funding, which is very rare if we are trying to push the project forward. And in fact, what we are talking about is not a selfish sort of local residents' wish. It's actually, it can be an engine to promote tourism, generate jobs. Also, I think we have to be very, very careful that this particular project is not just to energize the waterfront. It also energizes the water side. It's improving the land-water interface. I welcome the floating concept, the floating structure concept, and I have no problem with the iconic proposal. I think it can be big, it can be small, it can be tall, can be short, but it can create a sense of ownership to the local people that they will bring their families, their friends, to, as suggested by Mr. Lam, that escalator can be extended into the waterfront. It has great potential. I think we share this dream and we want it to move forward quickly, organically, but I need to make some suggestion for the proponent to pay attention to safety. It's very important. If we bring large crowd into the waterfront, whether the space has done any carrying capacity study, that needs to be followed up. The connectivity issue has been mentioned by a number of members, and I think I'm looking forward to seeing this program move forward quickly. It may not be in a drastic long-term plan, but can be grow organically, piece by piece, so that the members of the public, not just the residents of the local, but also people from other districts, as well as from overseas, can come to enjoy this particular site. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Alvin Yip, please. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. I'm new here. So of my feeling, I still understand this as a very hardware-driven approach in urban design. And I echo with some of the members that if we have extra money, build some icons, but indeed visual elements would not bring vibrancy to the waterfront, but actually business, agents, operators, and programs will do so. So I feel that there's not enough information on that yet, and probably for next stage, I would suggest that we should get more feedback from operators as early as possible. Point number two, I also repeat the same actual interest and concern on the wholesale markets area. It's marked at phase four in the plan without a timeline. I would like to ask the actual availability of that. Is it actually possible at all? Because it's not even marked with a timeline. Especially in that area, it says like tram, museum, exhibition space, and artwork and so on. And you'll be, of course, competing with everyone else, Kowloon East, CPSC, West Kowloon, PMQ, and so on and so forth. So we should actually get maybe initial feedback from some potential operators as early as possible, if it is possible at all. Number three, in phase 1A, there are a few peers. I would like to know more a little bit about those peers. It's marked on the plan saying it's like outdoor cafe and outdoor platform and so on. I think the water taxi idea is interesting. But then I agree that it's wishful thinking that, that people would take water taxi from West Kowloon to here. We need probably a lot more than that. So can we have a bit more information about what's going on with those peers? Because I also agree a lot with the last members that the connectivity is not about from the city to the waterfront, but connectivity from city to the harbour itself. So the continuous operation of these piers, maybe with different users, would be very important to us. So maybe we could have more thought about that. But in summary, I'm in support of this conceptual plan.
Thank you. Walter, I think.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I would also like to express my appreciation of the initiatives made by the District Council and Dr. Yi. I also support the concept and the objectives in the paper. Just one comment. In order to enhance the public enjoyment of the harbourfront in future, I think it is important to have more, greening design or features, at the later, maybe planning stage, in order to shade off the heat and the humidity. Because we all understand that it is quite hot and humid in summer in Hong Kong. So therefore, we have to bear this in mind at the planning stage. Not only more connectivity, but more greening features, etc. That's my comment.
Thank you very much. Sujata, please.
Thank you, Chair. I think to receive this kind of presentation from the District Council and Hong Kong U together, I don't think we would have received this maybe 10 years before, like something on these lines. And I used to teach in Hong Kong U, and at that time I think it was more planning oriented, not enough emphasis on urban design. So it's good actually to see Professor Ye talking more in urban design terms today, which is good. At the same time, I'm teaching now at Chinese U, and I remember we actually did Western District with the students, and some of the students' work is actually very good. And I would also ask, maybe the Western District Council should actually listen to some of their presentations as well. And in line with this, I think when we had a Harbour Commission meeting, I think it may be good to have a harbour open house of some sort where ideas around that are being promulgated or, can be heard from everybody so that, that becomes an energy about how the Harbour Authority in the future can take these forward. I agree with some of the earlier comments in terms of the need for a strategic vision for the harbour and where this area fits into that overall vision and an integrated master plan. I think when I look at the plan, it kind of has a specific boundary and limits to a certain area, and I would be concerned about what happens to the east and west of that, because connection, I think, is more important, not only from the hinterland, but even further out. I think some of the things proposed in the plan itself, like the tower, the water fountains, and the platform, we've heard these before at various other waterfronts as well. I would think specifically like maybe the fountains would work better in the inner harbor where people can actually sit around and enjoy. The one of the concerns I have about the wholesale market, if I'm looking at it, how this can be viable, even though I know, you know, there's some money for the district council to look into, I would think the Western wholesale food market should be the catalyst to drive the entire regeneration of this whole area rather than being left to the very final unknown stage. So maybe it could also accommodate like other uses, like maybe a hotel or some kind of a culinary institute or something to tie in that area. So a lot more thought needs to go into the proposal itself. And I think there are a lot of other proposals floating around. It's a good idea to actually look into it. The other comment I had was also in terms of the MTR coming in the future. I think MTR definitely can be a player in this in terms of connecting to the harbourfront in a better way because their exits right now are more hinterland than waterfront. And I think even in several studies, even the Harbour Business Forum connectivity study that we did a while ago, a lot of these things were mentioned before. And I think really for Hong Kong, it's at that stage where things are ready to happen. I think implementation and having a plan with the financial and commercial backing to it is important. So in that way, I see less of development opportunities around this area. So this could be like a temporary phase where other things can come on later on to make it even more successful. So I think in general, I support that the district council actually took the initiative. I remember there was a competition before for the same area. I think some of these ideas could have been, you know, followed up from there. But in terms of making it even more commercially viable, I would think there'd be more opportunities for mixed-use development along the waterfront and then care on both sides as well as the harbourfront, especially near the Western wholesale food market. You see these road, massive road footprint, and the connection from the hinterland to that, it should be more than just a footbridge connection. So I would, you know, there is opportunity to make this an even better plan going forward. So thank you.
Aisha, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Firstly, congratulations to the Central and Western District Council and also to Hong Kong University for presenting such a plan and coming up with the initiative. Personally, I think this is definitely work needs to be done in that part of the harbourfront. It's a very important part of the harbourfront, and visually, at least currently, it really does not give the metropolis feel that it should. Being such an important and visible part of Hong Kong. I have two quick questions. One for the owner of the master plan. For the master plan, I did not hear anything relating to funding, either in the presentation or in the detailed paper. Maybe perhaps this is still early stage, but could the owner of the master plan perhaps share with us some conceptual ideas about funding relating to the whole master plan? The second question perhaps is more to our chairman in terms of guidance, is that with the current our own consultation to move towards a harbourfront authority, what sort of position or view should we be expressing on not just this particular plan, but all other plans that has actually a very long-term implication? What should be the our commission's position given the public consultation that is going on? Thank you.
Right. Suki, one final point, and then I think I need to draw a line, if you don't mind. Yep.
Yeah, thank you. In terms of the job creation and employment or business opportunities, actually, that reminds me about 2 months ago, I went to Taipei. I visited used to be this deserted fisherman market in Taipei. The night I went there, it was vibrant. It was busy. We have to line up to get a spot to eat within the fisherman market. And I think we need to build a dream among the existing operators within the fisherman market right now in Hong Kong, in the Western District. I think we need to build a dream. We have to give them the opportunity to actively participate in the waterfront development. Let them see the success of other good examples. I think if with their participation in the future, the site can be very, very successful both for business and for the job creations, as some members mentioned about. Thank you.
Thank you. Professor Ye, Mr. Chan, I think, to be fair, most of it, I think, has been comment. I think, as you gather, there's a high level of support within the room for what you're trying to achieve. You may want just to react and respond initially, because there's quite a lot to absorb. I mean, I think, just from my perspective, two things I'd like you just to comment on. One is this issue of connectivity, particularly with the inland, and how you see enhancing those linkages. There's been some discussion about escalator linkage, etc., but be interested to have more on that. And then just picking up a comment that Aisha made just now, where do we go from here? You've obviously put a lot of thought into this study, that you've got support for it from the community. How do you envisage now taking the initiative forward? I think that would be helpful for us. We would obviously like to be part of it, but at the end of the day, I think this has got to be driven by the district council. So I think I'd like to hear from you how you see taking this forward. Thank you. Mr. Chan, thank you.
多谢主席。首先在这里多谢这么多位委员对我们这个概念性规划的即是原则性 的支持啦。事实上这个规划呢在我们区议会来讲呢是不容易做的。尤其是要由市民那里去慢慢推到上来呢刚才叶教授都给了个时间表，其实我们在个规划去到今天能够上到来我们海滨事务委员会呢当中都经历了很多东西。这个我觉得正正就是我们海滨事务委员会一直都追求的，就是一个由下而上的一个参与。今次亦都我们上来之前，其实在专登在那个虚日嘉年华呢都听一听居民的意见，嚟緊亦都会继续听居民的意见。事实上今日的各位的意见亦都非常之宝贵，有些可能会我们再会修订。在一个概念上呢，我觉得可能今天大家都会看到啲圖會有啲唔同嘅意見，咁我諗一陣間等阿葉教授回應。但係整體嚟講，我哋希望透過呢一個叫做拋磚引玉式嘅概念咧，去令大家關注到我哋嘅海濱係仲有好多嘅空間係可以發展嘅。事實上過往咧，我哋尤其是我哋中西區嚟講咧，可能大家的着眼点就落咗喺中上环嗰一段嘅海滨，尤其是我哋天马对出嗰一段啊，而家中环新填海区啊，政府喺各方面嘅资源投放喺西区呢係基本上係冇嘅，係冇嘅。咁我哋要做一个海滨出嚟呢，事实上係要靠居民啦、议会啦，亦都今次非常高兴呢，港大愿意以一个叫做半義工的身份，我想都不是半義工，全義工的身份呢，去为我们去做一个这么好的计划。事实上我们议会没有办法去做到这样的水平的一个规划出来的。一定要靠叶教授他们的团队。那在这里我都借这个机会多谢叶教授的团队。当中我们都看到今次规划呢是会面对很大很大的问题，包括刚才大家所讲的为什么唔用埋個副食品化市場啊？點解有啲嘢我哋嘅時間好似冇定到出嚟？因為正正頭先啊，葉教授都講，我哋嗰四個碼頭，而家我哋區議會攞咗1億元，亦都早前嚟過呢個小組介紹過，就係會活化嗰四個碼頭。淨係嗰四個碼頭究竟能夠攞到3米，定係6米，定係6.5米？我哋都同有關的持份者，即是副食品批發市場的持份者溝通了很長的時間。事實上我們每一寸的土地都是要慢慢去溝通爭取回來的。當然我明白可能有些委員覺得，哇，你的碼頭這麼好，應該要做回一定的即是碼頭的工作，我們完全明白。如果不是，我們也不會做這一類的溝通。我們其實做溝通就是希望大家能夠透過這個渠道呢互相理解。 事實上，我哋喺溝通嗰四個碼頭，即係四個碼頭嘅闊度嘅經驗，話俾我哋聽，工作一個職業或者係即係職位咧，同市民嘅休閒咧係冇衝突嘅，係可以共用嘅。正正我哋今次嗰四個碼頭就係一個好好嘅例子。果欄或者叫做批發市場入面嘅販商咧，對了解咗我哋嘅諗法之後，佢哋好願意、好主動地去將嗰個空間提出放寬，希望能夠俾市民共用享用。呢、這個正正就係我哋希望下一步能夠，譬如話嗰個副食品批發市場能唔能夠開放式，好似外國嘅一啲叫做足地啊等等，去做一個開放式，因為佢哋今天仍然有一個概念，覺得呢個地方係我嘅。我哋就希望透過呢一類嘅即係規劃性嘅概念咧，慢慢同佢哋有個互動，去改變佢哋一個觀念，令到呢地方慢慢釋放出嚟。釋放咗出嚟之後，事實上正正就係能夠幫助到佢哋嘅就業之餘，亦都幫助到我哋市民享用到我哋嘅海濱。如果唔係大家企硬嘅話咧，一個就維持要攞翻而家嘅地方，一個就話要趕佢走，我覺得呢個唔合理嘅。但係我哋一定係有個目標。我哋嘅目標期望就係能夠攞翻出嚟，大家一齊享用。當然當中，頭先阿葉教授嗰個副食品翻市場，佢哋都有，我哋都有個概念嘅，就係點樣能夠融合。咁可能另外有個電車個博物館等等各方面嘅意見。今天我哋聽到各位嘅意見嘅，我哋都會同阿葉教授嗰邊咧就住某啲意見咧再翻去調整，希望慢慢去落實。至於錢嗰方面咧。事實上今天嚟講，我哋區議會冇乜錢可以用得到嘅。我哋最大嗰筆錢叫做重點工程項目，都係得個一億。我哋最近去睇過咧，個一億咧做嗰四個碼頭都有啲唔係好夠，咁因為而家嘅工程費用都幾貴。咁我哋期望能夠，如果我哋有一個即係呢個規劃，大家得到大家共同嘅認可嘅話，或者市民嘅接受咧，可能嘅公司型合作，可能同我哋海濱管理局將來嘅發展有啲似啦。公司型合作能唔能夠做一啲商業嘅性質，去由大家去發揮，去共同管理，去做好呢個地方咧，去令到佢更加有活力咧，我哋都係可以探討嘅，呢個完全可以探討嘅。咁我哋唔期望政府一次過會撥曬款嘅，老實講，今天政府嘅資源好緊絕，可能我哋都期望能夠分階段，所以點解阿葉教授嗰個計劃咧係分咗幾個唔同嘅階段，因為阿葉教授同我哋都去唔同嘅部門去溝通過，亦都理解到唔同部門有佢哋困難，所以呢個分階段嘅落實咧，其實都已經係參照咗一啲現實嘅狀況去做出嚟嘅。當然有啲係冇時間，譬如頭先講副食品批發市場，今天我哋未改變到反商嘅概念咧，佢唔會開放出嚟嘅。咁所以我哋有啲時間上咧，可能未必能夠好確實講得到，但係我哋期望向住呢個目標進發。我諗詳細就再交翻俾阿葉教授回應啦，一啲設計上嘅安排。
Mr. Chen, and I think there have been some concerns about the accessibility. And actually, on page 31 to 33 in our planning report, actually there is a very detailed, plan about the accessibility. First of all, in the eastern linkage as well as the western linkage, we are in particularly in the eastern one, we are proposing to have a flyover to make sure that this place can be 24 hours, connected to Sun Yat-sen Memorial Park. And this is the new prior Kennedy Town area. Actually, it's already transformed into a lot of restaurants. And so we are also proposing some traffic measures. For example, Sunday type of, lane, some pedestrian walkway somewhere over here, right? And also the red part are these types of new linkages that we are now proposing. For example, we are proposing to have a flyover that link up the existing swimming pool to the cargo handling area, and the existing connectivity is the green part, and these are existing connections that we would like to enhance. And you can also see we also take into considerations of the different type of new MTR stations and how they are very connected. I think this is all in the plan itself. And through this type of inner type of connectivity, we are able to also to make, for example, the types of dry food market to be more vibrant. Right, because people don't only come here for the dry food, because they can also enjoy the waterfront after they got the dry food or vice versa. Right? So this is in relationships about the connectivity. And I agree that we need to really have a very good strategic plan for the area. So in fact, when we were developing the proposal itself, actually we have considered the whole of Hong Kong already. Now, so for example, this is the area that I've been talking about, right? And so we have already analyzed the type of existing waterfront usage and try to see whether it is justifiable to propose the type of activities that we have over there already. A lot of the waterfront, as we all know, is already planned, and actually most of them have been developed. And so this is an area that we do not actually have a plan for the time being. Right, and so I think with this analysis, I hope that we are able to, you know, provide justifications why we need to have this iconic building over here, the water fountain here, because this is basically just a Western gateway and where, you know, the Hong Kong old urban center used to be. And relationship to the types of jobs, I think people have already talked about it. Now, in the plan itself, actually, there are a lot of vibrant types of, restaurants, etc., that we can create a lot of jobs, not only in the harbor area, but also, as I mentioned, because of the linkage with the inner city itself, it can actually help to promote and also regenerate the city, creating more jobs. Now, one of the things that we already talked about is the cargo handling area, as well as the wholesale food market. These are some of these type of use, existing use. I think I totally agree that we need to have a long term, particularly the Harbour Commission, to have a long term plan of what are we going to do with it. Should they be located at the present locations, or should they be relocated? If not, so what's the long-term view? Right? I think this is the reason why in our proposal itself, we consider it to be the existing constraints, because this is something that we cannot work on this. This have to be territorial-wide types of studies that try to look into the strategic locations of different areas, particularly when the waterfront is such a very important resource to us nowadays. Then we talk about the lack of historical features, things like that, and also talking about whether it is able to provide water taxis, etc. I think this have to be done, you know, at a later stage. Now, we will just, in the conceptual master plan itself, provide the certain types of general guideline, as well as providing the types of infrastructure. And a lot of things will happen if we have that type of, you know, plan over here. For example, here you can see this is our vision of how it can be very vibrant waterfront over here, and also, you know, how people can enjoy the waterfront in a passive way, and a different type of open space, right? And this can be all subject to detailed planning, right? These are only the general proposals. But I think what we have done is to give the vision to the to the area, as well as to Hong Kong, saying that, well, this will be something that it can be helping us to achieve the type of the harbor dream that we are having. And in terms of the one thing about the type of particularly the wholesale market, as well as the cargo handling area, if they are not moving, in that case we have to somehow coexist with them, right? Especially in terms of the mixed use. And so there can be operational issues that I think we have to work out in more details. How we can coexist with the existing use if they are not moving. Right? I think this is also one of the challenges of the plan itself. But I think even without they moving away, I think we can still able to provide a very vibrant type of harbourfront if we can just develop these strips of land. And also with the observation tower. Now, one thing about this place, actually, the district council have been negotiating with the marine department. Even this piece of land, although it's not being actually used, actually we are still having big problem, right? I think this is if because most of the ships and also the barges are actually anchored over here rather than here. This is not used at all because it's too windy, right? This is the whole very ideal place. But unfortunately, I think we still haven't got the green lights to use this silver land, but we are still trying to do that. So I think this is the type of constraints that we are operating, and I hope the members will appreciate it. And we thank you very much for all the very valuable comments as well as the feedbacks, which can help us to further develop the plan itself. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chan. Thank you, Professor Ye. I'm going to draw a line here. Sorry, Paul. I'm drawing a line. I'm sorry.
There's some interesting stuff that comes out of here, Chairman. One is a task from Professor Ye to us, to the land-water interface, to kind of look at the harbour as a whole and where certain users are going to be. Like, this isn't the land-water interface. So I think there's a task there. But I think the other thing is the coexistence of users. Throughout Hong Kong, we have multi-use. And here we have a displacement issue or potential coexistence. And I think looking for coexistence of multiple users is the most important thing that we have to do. In Vancouver, there is
that's a role for the commission, and we know we have to do that. It's not a role for this proponent.
Well, I think it should. Instead of setting the objectives to be a displacement, the objective should be a coexistence. And that's what we did in Vancouver. We got a concrete mixer on the middle of a tourist area, and it works because they've worked hard to coexist. Here we have a similar problem. We have a footbridge to get the people over one pier because the fishermen have to use it for a few hours. Why do we need a footbridge? Why do we have to push people up and down? Why do we have handicapped people that can no longer walk there because we need a footbridge because we cannot work on how to coexist? This coexistence is the critical issue.
The proponent acknowledged he needs to address coexistence.
And then we have to get rid of that footbridge and we have to figure out how to do coexistence rather than being forced by government departments to try to figure out how to get the use of the pier by building a footbridge rather than having a management agreement to make sure that we have safe passage. It's the same thing that happens here when we look at the fire services pier. It happens constantly. We force engineering solutions and separation rather than coexistence. Coexistence is the hard work, and that is what we need to do.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm sure the proponent will pick that up. Professor Ye and Ms. Chan, thank you both very much. I think I described this as a start of a journey, and I think it's going to be quite a long journey. But clearly there is support within this room as you embark on this journey, and it's something I think that we would want to be part of. Ayesha asked the question, how did this fit into our future aspirations in terms of creation of the authority? Well, I see the authority working very closely with district councils to bring about the sort of initiatives that that we've seen today. We see partnership with district councils going forward, and that's exactly how I would see the authority working, that these ideas would come in from district councils, would be reviewed by authority, and authority would work in conjunction with the district council to deliver the outcome. Quite a lot of discussion, members, about the need to integrate this particular proposal with the rest of things that are happening on the waterfront. I fully agree, but to be fair to the proponent, that's not for him, that's our role, if you like. We need to make sure that we don't duplicate and that we get the right blend of attractions, uses and initiatives around the waterfront. But Professor Ye and Mr. Chan, thank you both very much. Thank you.